This is the daily Ebola update from VOA Africa.
This is Jackson Vunganyi with a roundup of important events and information about the Ebola crisis from Africa, the US, and the world.
After a three-day nationwide lockdown and door-to-door search of homes in Sierra Leone, health officials in Freetown announced that they had discovered as many as 200 possible new cases of Ebola. Obi Cisse of the National Ebola Response Center says more than 150 of the suspected cases are in the western area that includes Freetown. The results of the blood tests will be announced very soon. Meanwhile, in Guinea, officials have closed the country's border with Sierra Leone. The move is part of a 45-day health emergency. Troops were sent to the border last Friday to prevent people from fleeing the Sierra Leone lockdown. Guinea's emergency measure is designed to quarantine hospitals and clinics with Ebola cases and enforce strict rules for the burial of Ebola victims. Both countries are striving to end the health crisis, which has taken more than 10,400 lives in the three countries. More than 25,000 cases have been reported overall. A U.S. health worker being treated for Ebola at a Maryland hospital in Bethesda, Maryland, has been upgraded to fair condition. The worker had been in critical condition last week after evacuation from a clinic in Sierra Leone. More than a dozen unidentified colleagues, also evacuated to the U.S., have shown no symptoms of the virus. All end their 21-day surveillance this week. One worker under observation near the Nebraska Medical Center suffered a heart attack while jogging on Saturday. The worker was in stable condition as of yesterday. Ebola has claimed the lives of more than 10,000 people in West Africa. Since the middle of last year, researchers have rushed to get anti-Ebola vaccines in two clinical trials. While it's too early to say that any of the potential vaccines work, some scientists say they are seeing strong results from some of the studies. VOA's Kara Pearson reports.
It's ironic. Just as the Ebola epidemic in West Africa seems to be waning, clinical trials of potential vaccines are underway. A vaccine candidate is being tested in Guinea, where the virus is still active. This vaccine has already been tested on volunteers in the U.S., Europe, and other African countries. The Liberian government and the U.S. National Institutes of Health conducted a successful clinical trial of a different vaccine candidate. But because the number of new cases in Liberia is so low, researchers want to continue the trial in Guinea or Sierra Leone. At Emory University in Atlanta, an investigational vaccine was given to an American doctor after he was possibly exposed to Ebola in Sierra Leone. Dr. Mark Mulligan reported the effects of the vaccine in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
We saw strong responses from the innate immune system, the immediate responses, the first defenders in our body, and also from the subsequent antibodies and T cells that we want a vaccine to produce.
The patient did not develop the Ebola virus. He may not have been infected, but the immune response was what doctors hoped to see. Dr. Thomas Geisbert at the University of Texas Medical Branch was one of the researchers who developed this potential vaccine. He says there's still a lot of work to do.
A lot of these different vaccines and treatments were developed against one species of Ebola, and a particular strain of that species. So there are five different species of Ebola virus. Three of those cause disease and morbidity and mortality in man.
Dr. Geisbert says a vaccine that might work against the Zaire Ebola virus, the species circulating in West Africa, might not work against another type of deadly Ebola virus. Dr. Jesse Goodman is a specialist in disease preparedness. He says if the vaccines work, they still could be used in West Africa.
It could benefit people if this outbreak went the wrong way again. And even more importantly, these could be incredibly important tools for, you know, future outbreaks.
The results of the vaccine trial in Guinea could be available in July. The results of the trial conducted by the National Institutes of Health might be ready by early next year. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
An official of Liberia's health ministry says there's no new identifiable Ebola cases in the country as of yet. This as the most recent patient in more than a month died last Friday. The patient, identified by local media as Ruth Tagbe, was said to have been in contact with as many as over 200 people. She also reportedly had a boyfriend who had but survived the Ebola disease. Tolbert Nyesha, Assistant Minister of Health for Preventive Services, tells VOA's James Batty that authorities are following up on the primary and the secondary cases linked to the dead patient.
Finally, and unfortunately, we regret the death of our patient, but that's the nature of the Ebola virus disease. We know for now there is no cure, there is no vaccine. Our team was giving protective treatment, supportive treatment to this patient, and we were so optimistic to the extent that this patient was being managed at one of our highest, very sophisticated facility in the country. That's the Monrovia Medical Unit. You remember the United States Public Health Services built that unit for healthcare workers, both international and local healthcare workers in the country. She wasn't a healthcare worker, but we took the patient in our facility because we wanted a kind of care that we wanted to give the patient, the optimism that she was going to live, but unfortunately she died.
As you know, there were many people that this dead Ebola patient was in contact with. Do you have any other new Ebola patient?
No. As of today, there is no new Ebola patient in any of our treatment units in Liberia. By the way, we started the countdown again, the counting, because the guidelines of the World Health Organization and the government of Liberia is that if the last confirmed case died in an ETU, you begin the countdown once the safe and dignified burial has taken place. And this has happened. And so we have no any confirmed case in Liberia. But let me be quick to say that there are 211 contacts linked to this case. There are primary and secondary contacts. Our contact tracing team is following up on a daily basis, in the morning, in the evening, checking temperatures. We're giving community support with food, water for those contacts. They are cooperating very well. We are monitoring them for 21 days. By the way, they have gone 9 days right now since the index case. And so there are probability that the contacts might not become case. And there is also probability that they may become case. But for now, there is no confirmed case in Liberia.
Mr. Nyeswa, what happened to, because somebody drove this dead Ebola patient to the hospital, and we understand also she had a daughter. What happened to these two people, these two immediate family members?
These are what we describe as primary contacts, very close contacts to the confirmed case. But as I speak to you, contact tracing is ongoing. Psychosocial support is ongoing for the family. Our social mobilization team is carrying on awareness in the community affected. And contact tracing means we see these contacts, primary contacts, every morning, every evening, checking temperatures to ensure that we are on top of the game, to ensure that if there's any person showing any little sign and symptom of the Ebola virus disease, we have the capacity, ETUs in Monrovia, to move the cases immediately to the ETUs and provide care. But those contacts are not symptomatic yet.
Tolbert Nyeswa is Liberia's Assistant Minister of Health for Preventive Services. He was speaking with VOA's James Batty from the capital, Monrovia.
And that was the Ebola update from VOA Africa. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. For all the latest information on the Ebola crisis, listen to the news on VOA Africa 24 hours a day or tune into our special Ebola updates Monday to Saturday. You can also visit our website at www.voanews.com. For mobile users, the website is ebola.voanews.com.